Our friend FCV is finding that they wake up before their sleep window is over. They have early morning awakenings, which is something new. And this is despite doing bedtime restriction. How can they respond to this? What should they be doing? Well, in this episode of the Weekly Roundup, I have an amazing, amazing series of replies from the community that is answering this question from FCV in a wonderful way. And this is why I'm so happy whenever someone says, I stumbled across your channel, because I know there's so much gold, particularly in the comments section. With that said, we'll get to that in a second. But first, let us, of course, do our weekly roundup, where we will find that Monday we had Insomnia Insight number 468. And we talked about this question: how do I stop the fight or flight reaction? That sounds like you want to learn about that. Definitely head over to Monday's episode. And spoiler alert, when we're asking this, how do I stop the fight or flight reaction? That actually shows that the fight or flight reaction has become this this perceived threat, the thing we want to escape, which then triggers the fight or flight reaction. More about that in Monday's episode. Tuesday, we had Herd Online number 15, which was an article that had helped one of our friends, Ryan, a lot. And what particularly helped Ryan was seeing that, you know, when we've had a night where we didn't sleep much, you know, we don't need to push ourselves or pressure ourselves and like pretend nothing happened and go about our day like, you know, like nothing happened again. But we can be kind and gentle with ourselves, and that can be so helpful. More on that in Tuesday's episode. Wednesday, we had our live Q&A, and we had Insomnia Open Class number 160. A lot, I think, there to learn, as always. You know, I think those live classes bring so much value. But I want to share a really nice awe moment in this episode. Ashley shared that she was pregnant and worried about her baby. And I replied, I replied to that. And as I was replying, another comment came, or a little later, another comment came in from Liliana Vargas, who shared that she had been in this spot, like Ashley. She had been pregnant and so worried about her little baby. The baby is now 2 months old and is just fine. She shared that, and that was a real sweet moment, and it made me so glad. I just want to share that. So that was Wednesday. And then yesterday, Thursday, we had Talking Psalm number 108, where Matthew, another member of the Natto Nation, another member of our community here, shared his journey. And also so much to learn from these stories. So I highly recommend that one as well. Now, let's go over to this question from FCV. I'm going to share my screen with you so we can take a look at the comment as well. It is a comment on Wednesday's live episode, the Insomnia Open Class. And FCV wrote this: Hi, Daniel. I've been implementing bed restriction. I think this is, you know, bedtime restriction, also known as sleep restriction, for nearly 4 weeks now. And though my onset insomnia has diminished, lately I have early awakenings more often, sometimes half an hour, 1 hour before the end of the sleep window, and sometimes as early as 3 or 4 in the morning. It's like it's a chance game of what type of insomnia I will get each night. What can I do? Is this fixable, curable with CBTI, or do I need pills? Very common question, like, you know, is this it, or do I need to go on pills? Then John Monk said, that happened to me too. But through education for this channel and elsewhere, I figured getting frustrated and flustered over this wasn't going to help, nor was trying to fix it. And, you know, it sounds so counterintuitive and so like paradoxical to say, nor was trying to fix it. But I believe this is so true, because we see that waking up early or waking up in the middle of the night or not falling asleep in the morning, it all comes from the same place. It comes from fear, comes from worry. And the more we try to escape that, the more struggle we have. Now I'm going on sorry for the little sideline, but nor was trying to fix it. So I expected to wake up early every morning and get off to an early start. I did my laundry, made breakfast, watched whatever I wanted on telly, and generally made the time pleasant. Then out of curiosity, I stayed in one time because I could not find anything better to do other than lying in bed. And I just fell asleep briefly at first, which grew longer over time. Now I still wake up early, but I get right back to bed and usually fall asleep without problems. Just don't overreact and you will do fine. Best wishes to you. Beautiful answer from John. Thanks as always, John, for all you do here. FCV says, John Monk, that's great to hear. How long did it take you to get to that point? Whereby John says, Hi, I was sleeping rather okay, 5-6 hours per night after 3 months, 2 or 3 months. After that, I slowly settled down. I don't know, maybe for another 4 months, getting 6 hours or plus, still residual fear for another half year or so before I felt totally ready to spend the night outside of home. So I would say a year or so. And you know, it can, like when you hear this, a year, that can seem like, oh my gosh, that is such a long time. But you can see from John's reply that that was not a year of struggle. It was a year of like learning, you know, unlearning fear, educating oneself. And, you know, I think it's so helpful to know that, yes, it can take time. It can be bumpy road. But as you can see from John's reply here, it's not like John is looking back on that time with, you know, wishing that had never happened or something like that. John is sharing that it was a year of, you know, learning and growth, really. So he says, so I would say a year or so. It also depends on your personality to some extent. Your recovery will likely extend beyond what you have learned here and left the channel. It's an interesting journey, and I hope you learn something about sleep and life in general along the way. Try to see the educational, amusement, and comical side of it as well, and try not to take everything so seriously. Just beautiful reply from John here. And then Laura chimes in as well. John Monk is so correct here. It's essential not to overthink it. Let go of reacting. Overreacting stimulate our brains to make us more awake. As Dan often says, allowing ourselves to stop caring so much about the discomforts of not sleeping is what teaches our brain that it's okay to let go of the fear and anxiety and allow sleep to happen. Our brains know how to sleep. They've done it for most of our lives by letting go of efforts to make ourselves sleep, which of course never works. And we'll pause. We'll, you know, end that conversation there. But again, it was really, really valuable. I want to thank John for that. And I hope it brought a lot of value to you as well, particularly if you had these early morning awakenings. With that said, we will conclude this week here at the Sleep Coach School. I hope you're finding much value here. I hope you're finding your way to where you want to be. If you're finding it fairly easy to put the pieces of the puzzle together and you're arriving, then that is wonderful. If you feel that you are not quite seeing it clearly, maybe you're frustrated, maybe you're not feeling like yourself, maybe people around you're not quite understanding, and you'd like some guidance on your path, then please head over to thesleepcoachschool.com. Check out our coaching options. And if you find one that suits you, then we look forward to seeing you on the other side. With that said, wishing everyone a wonderful weekend. I'm rooting for you and look forward to having you here real soon. Until then, bye now.